Speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
No one likes for someone to take advantage of him, but that's exactly what Satan is trying to do with each of us. If he ever gets the advantage, it will be because we give him that advantage. The Apostle Paul was mindful of Satan's intentions, and over again he warns us to be on guard against Satan. It was writing to the Ephesians that he said in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, "Neither give place to the devil." Now, friends, the devil is a real being. He's not a figment of preacher's imagination. He's not a man in a red suit growing horns with a pitchfork, but he's a very real being nonetheless. And the Bible gives grave warnings to us that Satan can have a place in our lives, and the Bible suggests that Satan wants that place and that he's going all out to get into our lives, but it suggests that Satan can't have that place unless we give it to him. We don't have to give Satan that place, but we will unless we are mindful of the tactics and the strategies that are used by Satan. Satan is out to get us. He will leave no stone unturned in accomplishing his evil intent. It's entirely up to us as to whether or not Satan fulfills his purpose in overtaking us. Solomon put it this way in Proverbs 1, verse 10, "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not." And then in Mark 3, verse 27, our Lord Jesus said, "No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man. Then he will spoil his house." Well, this is true with regards to Satan. Before he can enter your heart and spoil your good life, he must first bind you. He does this by slipping into your life. Then after he's gotten a foothold, he'll take advantage of you. The devil just won't leave us alone. He will go to any end to destroy us. The Apostle Paul said in Romans 7, verse 21, "I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me." We realize that this is not an occasional thing with Satan, but an everyday occurrence. It's something we can come to expect. It's not an exception to the rule. It is the rule. It's the law. Paul put it this way, "I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me." The Apostle Paul had the same struggle that all of us have. Just when he was about to reach some goal for Christ, the devil would step in. The devil would do everything he could to keep Paul from reaching that goal. The same thing happens in our lives. Therefore, we must constantly be on guard against Satan, lest he keep us from reaching the ultimate goal of everlasting life with God in heaven. Well, how does Satan get an advantage over us? How can we be on guard against him? The Lord gives us the answer through his servant James. When in James 4, verse 7, he said, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." And Peter worded it this way in 1 Peter 5, verse 8 and verse 9, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." And friend, there must be a constant resisting of Satan. When the devil tempted Christ, it is said in Luke 4, verse 18, that, "And when the devil had ended the temptation, he departed from him for a season." The devil departs from any of us when we resist him, but it's only for a season. But we can be assured that he's going to return. And for that reason, we must constantly watch and continuously be on guard against him. And let's consider some ways that Satan is trying to take advantage of us. One way is through our ignorance. Through our ignorance, we can give Satan the advantage. Following certain instructions Paul gave to the Christians in the city of Corinth, he gave this warning, found in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 11. Lest Satan should get an advantage over us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Now here's the primary reason for Satan taking advantage of us, and that is our being ignorant of his devices. Ignorance is the archenemy of Christianity. If Satan can keep us in ignorance, he can keep us away from God. He can keep us away from God's Son, Jesus Christ. He can keep us away from salvation, keep us away from the good life, that's the more abundant life. In John 6, verse 45, Jesus said, "Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." And in Luke 11, verse 52, knowledge is referred to as the key. And with this key, we can unlock the door to the Almighty, unlock the door, so to speak, to eternity. And Satan realizes this, and he seeks to keep us in ignorance. And only through a study of God's Word can we show ourselves approved unto God. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. God no longer excuses ignorance. In Acts 11, verse 30, "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." And Jesus said in Matthew 22, verse 29, "You do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God." Once God said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee." That was said through his servant Hosea in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Ignorance of God's law was one of the reasons for the Babylonian captivity on the part of the Israelites. We must be aware of not only the devices of the devil, but of the wiles of the devil. We read of those in Ephesians 6, verse 11. And we must be able to detect the cunning craftiness whereby the evil one lies in wait to deceive us, as we're informed in Ephesians 4, 14. And to the Corinthians, again, Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3, "I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ Jesus." The devil is going all out to deceive. He's going all out to take advantage of us. In Romans 7, verse 11, Paul said, "Sin deceived me." And for that reason, the Lord exhorts us, as we find in Hebrews 3, verse 13, "Exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." Sin often has a delusive glamour and attraction to it. There are some unknown depths to sin, and literally thousands have been deceived by it. Jesus said of his persecutors in Luke 23, verse 34, "They know not what they do." They didn't realize the full extent of their deed, for sin is deceitful. And through such deception, Satan takes advantage of multitudes of people today. Friend, have you through your ignorance given Satan an advantage in your life? How well acquainted are you with the teachings of the Lord? Have you come to know the Lord, and do you do what the Lord requires of you? Do you realize that someday vengeance will be meted out to them who know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 8. Do you know what to do to be saved? If not, I urge you to take heed to the warning, to examine yourselves, whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate? 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. And Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 21, "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good." We're told in Hebrews 11, verse 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How does faith come? The Bible answers that in Romans 10, verse 17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Have you heard just what the Word of God says without reference to how to become a Christian? Or have you heard it, but have not done anything about it? The Scripture says, be ye doers of the Word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. James 1, verse 22. Have you deceived your own self? The Bible says in Galatians 6, verse 3, For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceive himself. And self-deception is the worst of all deceptions. Yet so many people have deceived themselves. And again, I ask, has Satan gotten advantage of you? And has he taken advantage through your ignorance? Is it in your ignorance that you fail to acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God? Have you repented of your sins? God now commands all men everywhere to repent, Acts 17, verse 30. And have you confessed the sweet name of Jesus? In Romans 10, verse 13, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Have you gone down to that watery grave to contact spiritually the blood of Christ to have your sins washed away in baptism? Christ said, Mark 16, 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And have you been as one of his children, having your sins washed away? Have you been worshiping and serving him faithfully, honoring his precious name? And in all that you do, in word or deed, Colossians 3, 16 and 17, have you been doing all by the authority of the Lord? Or is it that you're a prodigal child of God, like the prodigal son, you've gone astray, you need to come home? Well, we praise God that for his second law of pardon, that when a child of God goes astray, if he will repent of his sin, if he will confess and pray for forgiveness, the Lord will forgive that sin. We find that was the case in Acts 8 with regard to Simon, who had been a sorcerer. He was told by the Apostle Peter, after his obedience to the gospel of Christ and his trying to buy the gift of the Holy Spirit, that his heart was not right with God. He was told to repent and pray God for forgiveness. Is that your need? Don't allow Satan to take advantage.